Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. Good afternoon to our listeners.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm tired. I've spent a whole day in the High Court. I'm tired, but I'm home. So I'm good to go.
Yes, yes, yes. I must tell you, over the weekend, I met someone who was saying, Mamela, Zama, please tell Sis Lulu that even though we are not calling in to ask, but we are learning a great deal together with my husband. I thought, wow, that's nice. That's nice.
Wow. So, thank you, Zama, for sharing that. That's just giving me already energy.
You know,
when you're being appreciated, it just lifts up your mood.
No, she said, listen, Sis Lulu is just on point. And I think they've been married about 29 years with her husband. Yet, she says that there's quite a lot that she's picking up from your presentation. So thank you so much to you.
Wow. Thank you for having me, Zama. Thank you for having me.
Now, we are continuing with our relationship talk, and we're going to be looking at the Imago Dialogue, the tool of differentiation. I'm going to hand over Sis Lulu to you because I don't know anything about this one.
Good. Well, don't worry. After this session, you're probably going to know a lot. But thank you, Zama. Mm. Now, remember last time we were talking about boundaries, right?
Yes.
And we said these need to be communicated clearly. And we did say in many marriages, they are unsaid, unclear, and therefore they are unenforced.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at the content of what we have shared already, Zama, and I thought it is time for me to bring in something that is very, very important for any relationship, Zama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communication is the bedrock of any relationship, whether it's a relationship with Christ, a relationship with family, and more especially in romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we are going to speak about what we call the Imago Dialogue.
Okay.
Now, it's really just a tool of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And but why it is significant for us, particularly at this time, is because, remember, we have spoken about creation of a safe relational space, remember? And then we moved to speak about symbiosis and differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to bring this Imago Dialogue because one other thing that is very, very important in differentiation is you want your partner to hear what you are saying.
Yes.
So in communication, we're not just communicating, but I am actually begging you, can you please hear what I am saying?
Mm.
Because, Zama, you will agree that when the relationship is in the crash state, remember we spoke about that coach versus crash state.
Yes, yes.
Now, when the relationship is in that crash state, we said you're contracted, you know, you're reactive, you're analytic and you're overthinking. You are likely to say hurtful things because you are hurt.
Mm.
There is that power struggle. And most of the time, what you are doing there is just a monologue.
Mm.
You know, you are just hearing yourself. You yourself know how frustrating it is to go to someone because they've got something you want to communicate, that what is important. But sometimes you walk away, you are feeling they did not even get me. What's the point? Because I ended up having to apologize. They just took the conversation to wherever. So here we are saying it's important for us in order to create safe relational space and in also for us to acknowledge the otherness of the other, to learn how to communicate.
Mm.
So in essence then, this is not just a communication technique, but it is a tool that is going to bring healing, that is going to make the other person feel heard, that is going to also bring that sense of I am seen, I am heard, and I matter. And like everything we do in Imago Dialogue, in Imago Therapy, we say you must be intentional.
Yeah.
Be intentional.
Mm.
It does not just happen. A good marriage does not just happen. So even in communicating, Rama, it's very, very significant. I'm going to tell you right now, I meet many couples who have been married for years. But sometimes when I ask, so tell me, do you have set times in your relationship where this is time that you set apart for communicating about any matter that is important? Many times they do not have. And now you end up having times where there is that thing that men hate, that vukasikhulume thing where women will just tap you up, game four, wake up, let's talk. Oh my word, and the man knows the purpose are done. You know, Zama, you're an African man, you know exactly
know.
How we can do.
Yeah, I do.
So I want us to learn the steps that will help us contain ourselves, contain the communication, so that it can be something that we also look forward to, and also communicating with intentionality. So that is why it's significant for us to talk about this Imago Dialogue.
Okay, that's very interesting. So what are the points then in this dialogue?
Okay.
Is there a process, procedure? How does it work?
Yes, definitely. Remember, with intentionality, there is a procedure. Now, one of the important things that is very, very important is, one, I always say intentionality, speaking about important matters, needs intentionality. So the very first thing you do, Zama, is learn how to make an appointment when you're going to speak about something important. Very, very important. You make an appointment. I would like to make an appointment. There's a frustration I want to share. There's an appreciation. There's a concern. It's something that has hurt me. And then, Zama, you ask the person, is now a good time? Remember that symbiosis and differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
When I say is now a good time, I'm also learning to respect boundaries. Remember, we spoke about time.
Yes.
And personal safe boundaries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I ask you in that manner, Zama, even when you come to this table, you are showing up, you are availing yourself, you are not resentful, you are not angry, as opposed to me as a wife, I come to you, it's just before 7, you're going to watch something very, very important on the news, and then I just fall down on you, can we talk about what you did when you did 1, 2, 3? No, I'm going to come to you, my husband, there's something important I'd like to talk about. Is that a good time? And then you can be like, yeah, now is a good time. Or no, but I will be available at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very significant. I am respecting boundaries and I'm respecting that you are another person. You may not necessarily have the time to talk about it now. You have got work that you need to complete. You've got an email you need to send. You are preparing for a session that you're going to have. So me say, can we talk about this? Is not a good time. Very, very important in a dialogue because I'm inviting you, come and join me, come and visit my world. Come with curiosity and learn what is happening in my neighborhood about something that has hurt me.
Okay. Wouldn't someone say then, hey, no, it's too formal now. We've got to be making an appointment with your spouse. It's like a business. You are saying, no, it'd rather just make an appointment because it's important.
Well, if Zama, you don't have time to talk about important matters, then you can expect that they're going to have those ruptures where there's going to be someone, you're not ready, you are not feeling okay, like me, you are tired, and then they just come down on you. Remember here, I said intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionality. Even if you, Zama, at work, even just come into your producer or your manager, whoever, you are knocking, you will knock and you'll open. Say, can I just say one or two things now? Okay. And then I can say, no, I've got an important call I'm making. Come back later. When you speak about things that are important, this a relationship is a living organism.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I said?
Mm-hmm.
It's a living organism. What kills relationships, Zama, is this lack of intentionality. This thing of not knowing even what you are building. This thing of not even having any structure that you are working towards. This is exactly what kills relationships. Because when we're not intentional, there is a build-up of things. There's a build-up of things. There's a build-up of things because I'm not talking about them. But if you are able to craft time, or if I'm able to come to you and let you know, so that there's something important I'd like to talk about, is now a good time. I am showing respect, but also I am allowing you to know that there is something that is important that I need to share. Opening space is very, very significant.
And any party in this relationship can lead those discussions.
Of course, any party. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you right now, Zama, the difference between me just talking to you about something and me asking for an appointment to share something. I can come to you and say, my husband, I'd like to make an appointment because I want to share an appreciation. Or you don't even have to say, I want to make an appointment. You can simply say, there's an appreciation that I would like to share. Is now a good time? And when my husband says, now is a good time, listen to what I'm going to say now. I appreciate the fact that every morning when I wake up, you help me to fix 1, 2, 3. what I appreciate about that is that it makes me see that you also value me. It makes me see that you care about me. Mm-hmm. It makes me see that whenever this happens, you see how deeper, I'm telling you, it makes me feel valued. Mm-hmm. And the story I make about that is that I'm not doing this thing alone and all of that. This is very, very different to me casually saying, oh, thank you for fixing breakfast. It's very, very different.
Yeah.
Thank you for fixing breakfast. It's very, very casual. But if I sit down with you and I say there is an appreciation, I appreciate the fact that you take care of my family. You know, when you cook all these meals, it makes me feel that I'm seen, I'm valued. It makes me feel loved and important. When you say this, do you see how much you are able to go deeper as opposed to every day just saying, oh, thank you for that to me. So this is serious communication that is meant to heal, that is meant to communicate that I see you. You matter.
Beautiful. All right. So basically the first step, make an appointment and we can then proceed. What would follow next?
Now, when you proceed, Zama, one thing that is important that I feel like we need to speak about today is the issue of sometimes when we come to the drawing board to speak, we usually are coming in expecting that we're going to defend ourselves or ready to, you know, hyped up to defend, to discuss, to argue. However, when you speak about the Imago dialogue, you say, when I invite you and you say, now is a good time, and then I get to share with you. Now, I want you to note the language. I'm going to use I statements. I'm not going to be shaming or blaming or criticizing you. I'm going to be saying, you know, I get frustrated when you take off your clothes and you just leave them lying around. Now, here is the second thing that you do. You mirror. So the second step is mirroring. Now, when you're mirroring, you're not going to tell me that, oh, the reason why I leave them lying around is because, you know, sometimes, blah, blah, blah. No. You are going to say, so what I hear you saying is that you get frustrated when I come home and I leave the clothes just lying around. Did you see that? Did I get you? We need to learn, Zama, to listen to what the person is saying without arguing or defending. And many times, we have not learned to do that. So, you know, with a mirror, when you're holding a mirror, you see yourself. So when I'm saying something to you, Zama, I don't expect you to defend yourself or debate. I just expect you to hear me and say, well, I hear you say you get frustrated when I've been driving a car and then I leave the car without petrol. Did I get you? Okay? And then I say, yes, that's exactly what I said. Or I can say, well, yeah, you got 1, 2, 3, but I also said. And Zama, if you are even braver and you want to take it even another step, you can ask me, is there more to that? Right? And I say, yes, there is more. The story I make about that is that I don't matter here. The story I make about that is that you don't really care about also making sure that my things are kept safe. The story I make about that is that it's like you don't see that it's important for me that you also take care of yourself. It's like you're making me a maid. That's the story I take about that. That you just don't care that I also come home late. I am overworked. And then what do you do, Zama? Yeah, so what I hear you say is that the story you make about that, that is called mirroring, where you listen to me and then you tell me, I hear you say, this is what you are saying. Am I hearing you? I hear you say, this is what you are saying. Am I hearing you? We need to learn to listen without defending, without debating, without arguing, whereas most of the time, we listen with the intention of defending ourselves. If I come to you and I say, this is what frustrating me, in the usual conversations, you'll be explaining away why that should not be worrying me, when you should not be worried about the car that has got no petrol. Because remember, you also do 1, 2, 3. Now, that is where now we get that rupture, where now each person is trying to argue and debate. Whereas with mirroring, hear what I am saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's
quite helpful because truly one can just, fall from the sky and it blows up and it's a whole argument instead of actually, doing that mirroring. All right. What is the next one?
The next one is once, I remember if I was saying it, you would have said, okay, is there something more? Okay, is there something more? I'm trying to be curious, you're trying to be present. And then once I say no, that is all. So then what you're going to do now is, so in essence, you're summarizing. So if I got it, you are saying it frustrates you whenever I've been driving the car and I leave it without petrol. And you're saying to you, it communicates that you do not matter or I don't care about the fact that you're going to be late. and did I hear you? And then I'm going to say, yes, I think you got the answer. Mm. That is exactly what I am communicating. So now that was the third step. One, you make an appointment. Yeah. You don't just come down on the person. And two, when someone is sharing, learn to listen with curiosity and mirror. And thirdly, learn to summarize so that you can be sure that, okay, so in essence, what you're saying is that you are frustrated when I leave my clothes lying all over the place. Mm. That's a summary.
What is the risk of using this imago dialogue with couples?
Okay. Now, like I said before, communication is the most important tool in any relationship. However, with communication as we know it, we usually are arguing, we are defending ourselves, we are trying to punch holes in that person's theory, we become defensive, we are contemptuous, and all of that. In communication, sometimes they are ratters, and then we end up having a shouting match, who is going to have the most points. And unfortunately for Ms. Zama, there are two types of people. Mm. There is a maximizer, who is very articulate, who is very assertive, who's very confident in speaking and expressing themselves. Mm. And now there is this minimizer, who is an introverted person, who does not have many words to speak, who cannot think sharp on their feet. And most of the time, it just becomes a matter of who wins. And usually, the maximizer wins all the time. And you find out the other person, they're always having to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I did not know that. Oh, I'm sorry. Because they're always outrun in the debate. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you use this communicating tool, then both people then, because when I am a maximizer and my husband, who is a minimizer, comes to talk to me, I just sit here, Zama, without me arguing and debating it. I'm listening to him. So my husband, I hear you say, it frustrates you when I'm not going to come home on time and I do not tell you. Did I hear you? Yes, you heard me. And then he's going to tell me, what that makes me feel respected. And it also makes me worry about your whereabouts. And I'm sitting, I'm not arguing or debating. You know, I work private time. You know, I see kinds of thoughts. You know, no. I'm listening to him. And notice something, Zama. When I listen to my husband, we are able to peel the layers and come to, it makes me feel respected. Mm-hmm. The story I make about that is, and I'm able to hear that, which I would not hear if I was arguing with him. So here you are learning to hear what I am saying. It's not just about me saying, I want you to be on time early because I'm trying to control you. No, I also worry. It's a very cruel world. When I don't know where you are and your cell phone is off, it makes me anxious about your whereabouts. And two, it makes me feel disrespected. Like, really, like, it does not matter that I don't know. So now I must be sitting here worrying about you. Do you see how, with this communicating tool, you are able to get deeper and deeper into what the person is saying without you interrupting and defending yourself?
Beautiful. Well, Sis Lulu, I must thank you so much for today's session. I think it's very, very important, the tool for differentiation, because excuse me, if couples really can, hold on to this, especially because you started by saying communication is important, chances of irreconcilable differences, as many would call it, are very minimal here. Should people practice this?
Oh my word. Zama, I'm going to tell you here, honestly, I'm speaking the honest truth. Mm. The day we learned with my husband the right way of communicating was the day we stopped fighting and quarreling and arguing and debating. Once you talk to me, you've got something to share with me, I'm available. And I just listen, I listen, I listen. I say, all I need to do is I just need to hear him out. And as I hear him out, Zama, we peel off. And now as we do this, someone who is an introvert learns how to express, learns how to share their needs without fear again of being overpowered by this person who has got 100 words. You yourself will know sometimes if your wife is very articulate, you will say 5 words and they will say 30. And then you come back with 7 and they've got 50. And sometimes men will walk away feeling like, what's the point? Whereas with this communicating, we are balanced. We are both balanced. I will sit here and I'll hear you. And I'll hear you, and I'll hear you, and I'll keep on saying, did I hear you right? Is that what you are saying? Am I right in saying you are saying? That is the beauty of it.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Sister Luntovo, thank you so much for joining us once again. I wish you a restful evening from a tired day. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Zama. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm going to eat and then I'm going to rest.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.